Welcome to We Got No Jams.
Your two favorite Unis here, and we are shamelessly obsessing about BTS. Pew, pew, pew. For 3 years we've been doing it. Yes. Please welcome the hostess with the mostest that has been entertaining you and tickling your funny bone for the last 3 years, Uni Sarah.
Hey, and welcome to the stage, the one and the only, the Miss Dad Jokes for Days, and all the swank you could want, Uni Juice. Man, I think that's the most we've ever hyped ourselves in an intro. And I don't like it.
We should start introducing each other from now on.
You're right.
What? I cannot believe it's taken us 3 years to come to that conclusion. Yeah.
I'm your host because it sounds like I'm your hope. You know, because of J-Hope, but...
And I remember that's why we started saying that.
But you know what?
After 3 years, now, I like this. This is like a new wave where we can, like, introduce each other. And that way... Yeah, I love it.
It's going to turn into an intro, though, where we're going to have to come up with different ways to, like, describe ourselves. You know how they, like... After, like, 200-some episodes, they've run out of things to say their intro.
Yes.
But I love it. But you guys... This is a very special episode for a number of reasons. First and foremost, because we are in the same room. So the audio might sound a little janky, but you know what? Whatever.
Whatever. We're in Sarah's parents' house who have graciously let us take over their basement to do our festive celebrations.
As is tradition now. I know. Like year two.
They're so sweet about it, too. It's so sweet. I love them so much. They have a dog, a new puppy dog that's barking. And if you can hear him,
he's cute.
Nothing new. It's normally my dogs that are barking on the podcast. So, and he's also a doodle, so I mean, it tracks.
It does. Wherever you go, doodle is in place.
Will be barking.
Yeah. So cute. Aww.
So you can tell how we're feeling. We're feeling great, and we're feeling happy.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're here to celebrate. We just, we're so excited. 3 years. This is crazy. This is the last week of our like Festa activities. We have our video coming out here. Probably today.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this on Wednesday, whatever that date is, I don't even know what this Wednesday is. What is that?
I don't even
23rd?
Know.
23rd?
24th? 25th? 26th?
26th,
yes. 26th. And our anniversary
26.
Is the 29th.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
26. Years, I know. Your mom even brought that up at dinner.
I know.
She was like, you guys have been doing this for a long time. You know that's accurate that she used that tone
because
we both did
the
same.
Yep.
She's so sweet.
I know, it's lovely. But the 26th is when this episode is going to drop. Also, our festive video on YouTube. So that's going to come out. And then the 29th, our actual day of anniversary, is our Zoom meetup. That, again, is the 29th. That'll be 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
So please join us. We're going to be posting this week a link to sign up for it. If you're in our Discord chat or Patreon, we're just going to post the link for the Zoom information. For the Zoom meetup, we're just going to have our, the meeting information up, easily accessible to you. Those that just listen to the podcast, which is amazing, but you want to join us and haven't, you're not in Discord or maybe you haven't, gotten into our Patreon yet, which is totally fine.
It's fine. If you're just a regular listener, but there is a world of extra for you out there.
But we'll post on our social as well, just a link to a Google form. So we just need your email address and that's it.
And it's just, we're going to send it to you. Meet and greet with you really, hey, hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
We're going to have some.
Celebrate with us.
Yes. I'm going to be drinking some beverages.
Yes.
Probably a seltzer.
I'll be drinking some beverages and I'll be.
What is that?
Medicare.
So if y'all want to join us for a good time, please feel free to join us. I'm so excited. This is the first time we've done book club meetings.
Yeah.
We haven't done just a for fun,
Festa, fun, let's just hang out.
So
jam session.
Yes. Yes.
We got the consensus. Y'all would like a jam sesh.
We did, yeah. We ran the idea by quite a few people. Good save, dude. You guys, Jude just dropped her phone and caught it midair, like Matrix style. Man, I'm so impressed. You played that off too, and I was gonna like not say anything, but I was so impressed by the skills. I know. Good job. Feels so good. Not the phone! But yes, we're so excited. And so, in also the spirit of just us celebrating and hanging out, it's been a while, and you guys know it's a very self-indulgent move because our quiz episodes don't actually get a ton of listens, but whatever.
We don't like them a lot.
And that's okay.
We mainly wanted to do something just to remind everybody that we are doing this Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Please come if you want to. We would love to meet our fans and just say hi and get to know you a little better.
Yeah. Come on, listeners. Come hang out.
Come on. We're not scary. We'll talk about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll talk about anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But we love a quiz episode. Yes. We love it. Yes. Honestly, it's super fun. We just drink, we hang out. It's games. Very little prep on our end, which is great.
And we're recording this episode right after we did our Festa video. So we're winding down, honestly. And so we're doing this because we wanted to put something out there.
And it's our podcast.
Yeah, it's our podcast. So.
And luckily, you guys to listen, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Even during our quiz episodes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And they probably scream, why would you choose that?
This is your best episode. Why are you doing a quiz? That's fine. You know what? Totally fine. We'll come back next week. Regularly scheduled programming next week. Yes. Yeah,
more junk cooked next week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And depending on how much coverage, we might start being able to actually, like, chat about other members
for once.
We've been just focused on all this solo stuff. I'm excited for, like, a catch-up episode. What are the other members up to? So we'll see. We'll kind of see if we're able to, just, again, depending on how much extra promotional stuff Jungkook has done, I think, as of now, we should be able to start catching up with other members. I'm very excited.
I love it.
But let's take some quizzes.
I'm very excited about this one. I want to try this one.
Okay. Everyone has a song from BTS's B that perfectly matches their personality. Here's yours.
Oh, I like that. Let's do that one.
Okay. This seems like a good one to end on.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
First things first, who is your bias?
All right. Okay, yeah, so yeah.
J-Hope, good for you.
Bias Wrecker for you, V.
Bias Wrecker for you, Jungkook.
Excellent.
Now, pick a song, Eric, hitting you straight in the feels.
Yeah. You read the first. How about you read the first two? I'll read the next two. Kay. You read that.
Throw stones at me. We don't fear anymore. We are. We are together. Bulletproof. Bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
I'm three white closets.
I know.
Okay.
Fine. We're not here judging.
Yeah. You know it all. You're my best friend. The morning will come again. No darkness. No season is eternal.
So far, that's for me.
That one's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're next.
Forever, we are young. Even when I fall and hurt myself, I keep running toward my dream. Will you stay by my side? Will you promise me? If I let go of your hand, you'll fly away and break. I'm scared of that. You read the next two.
Where there is hope, there's always hardship. And a lot of time passed, and these days I sometimes miss you. I wonder why.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I know, that one's good.
I'm ready to be cut by your rose-like embrace as I hold you again. With you, I draw out my future. In between our couple shoes are a pair of baby sneakers. What song is that from?
Seriously.
That one didn't get me in the feels, but I'm like, excuse me?
For real.
Yeah. Mine for me is You Know It All, You're My Best Friend, The Morning Will Come Again. No darkness, no season is eternal.
I'm ready to be cut by your rose-like embrace.
Ooh, I like it.
Yes, I love that one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to pick yours.
You pick mine, I pick yours.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Which BTS B-side is your favorite?
This is always so hard.
I know. Oh, no.
24/7 equals
you
heaven.
You already know mine.
Louder than bombs.
Mine's on here.
Butterfly. Magic Shot. Make It Right. So What? 2-3. BTS Cypher 4.
Mine's on here, so you know it. You should know it. If you don't know, I'm disappointed.
Oh, no. Is it Cypher 4?
Close. Oh, it's 2-3. You know I love 2-3.
I know, but you also like the ciphers in my defense. I know. 2-3 is so good, though.
Oh, but 24/7 heaven's good.
I know. Yes. Magic Shop's always such a classic as well.
I know, but you butterfly too.
I know. So what?
So good.
Louder Than Bombs always just cracks me up now because of that live where he, like, Jungkook finally realized that we're like ARMY's obsessed with it. Yeah. Man. 2-3. Okay, so I'll pick 2-3 because I'm doing yours. I think.
I love that song so much.
Oh, I don't. I feel sort of bad picking the same one.
You got to.
But I do have to. I know. I really do. It's so good. Yeah. We're going to pick that one for you too. Yeah. Pick that one for me too.
Okay. Got you.
I was like, oh, I should pick a different one to make it interesting. But I'm like, how do I do that?
I know. You're the next one. Okay. Now choose an iconic BTS moment.
Oh, no.
Carbonara. And Machu La Lava. And I love hamburger. And Sprite.
Hello, Dino, BTS. That one's probably going to have to be the one we pick just because we say that so much.
Oh, Minyoonji is on here, though.
Yes. When BTS visited a haunted house on Red BTS, that one was good.
BTS trying to sing the tomato song.
That episode was so good.
BTS's mint chocolate ice cream.
That was a cultural reset. It was so
funny. That was
anytime Jin makes a pun.
I know.
Dang, I'm torn. This is hard.
Oh, I thought you were totally going to pick. I love hamburger.
I know, but we say Dino BTS all the time.
We have to pick that
one. Yeah, we gotta pick it.
And finally, pick a BTS related moment that you've had. Turned on Twitter notifications so you never miss a thing.
Nope.
Camped outside a concert for the best view.
Nope.
Bought all of BTS's cute merch.
That, yes, that is a problem.
Stayed up late to stream their music video.
Yes.
Cried when they performed your favorite song.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Found new friends through their amazing music.
This one's gonna be hard.
I know. Started learning Korean to better understand BTS.
I wish I should have.
Their song lyrics. Introduced a friend to their music.
That's me. So I guess
we stayed up late to stream things though so many times.
That is true. We also found a lot of friends through music, just in general.
We did.
So for mine, you should pick introduce a friend to their music for me. That's what I want you to pick for me. And then what would you like me to pick for you?
I want to do found new friends.
Love it.
Okay. Are you ready for your
song? Ooh, you got a good one.
So did you.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
You got Life Goes On.
Yeah. Like an echo like in the forest.
Just like life goes on, no matter what life throws at you, you are someone who does not falter. You are steadfast, soft-hearted, and authentic. You don't let the world get you down. You just work harder to create a better tomorrow. You can always find the silver lining in a situation, no matter what, and people naturally feel healed from just being around you.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's accurate.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will take it. That's lovely.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, yeah, you got a really good one. You ready? Dizzy?
Yes!
Yes!
I love that song.
I know. This is like actually perfect for you.
For real.
Yeah.
I love that song so much.
Yeah. So you're someone who works tirelessly to achieve their dreams, like Dizzy's. However, you often get so attached to hitting the next checkpoint that you forget to prioritize your own personal happiness and health. Never has a truer statement
been said.
Although it can be difficult, be sure to create a little bit of time and space for yourself day to enjoy life without having to worry about work.
Thanks, J-Hope.
I know. He's here for you.
That is so true.
Aww. Well, you guys, this is a pretty short episode this week. We're going to wrap up, but we just wanted to thank you so much for joining us in, like, celebrating our Festa month. This was a really cool,
three-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So exciting. And everyone, please, if you can, join us on Zoom.
I know.
It's going to be so much fun.
Zooming in. Yes. Yeah, we'll put definitely. The episode. Nope, we'll put the meetings. I'm done. These White Claws are in. We gotta wrap this up. I know. We'll see you in the Zoom meeting. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. We love you.